Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
This week I needed a reminder that this current situation is that we're in is only temporary. As I was driving to work, a song came on the radio and the main lyric served as my inspiration for this week. It says, "The far-sighted see better things." It was a good reminder that we need to have a long-range vision in our lives.
This quote is also a great reminder of being able to see things for how they could be in the future instead of how they may look right now. This is important, especially in learning. Sometimes we may feel frustrated or discouraged when something new we are learning doesn't make sense right away. But with time and hard work, we have to believe that one day in the future, we will understand and we can accomplish hard things. The future is limitless, and we must never lose sight of that.
It's important that we keep our eyes steadfast on the progression toward our goals while trying to not get dragged down by the stressors or problems of today. While it is important to have a well-rounded vision, using our far-sighted mindset with focus on our long-term goals will help us stay the course and reach our ultimate destination in the attainment of knowledge.
This quote reminds me to look ahead and move forward, to look at the big picture versus what is right in front. Looking at the bigger picture helps us reevaluate the current situation and gives us opportunities for change.
This week marks our first full week in our new trimester. Here are our learning targets to kick off this trimester. In reading and writing, we will be beginning new units. These units focus on nonfiction texts. This week, we will be working on identifying details in nonfiction texts.
This week, in phonics, we will be reviewing all long vowel sounds that we have been learning so far.
In math, we'll be decomposing tens and hundreds to subtract.
For science, we will begin learning more about animals. Students will be learning all about comparing and contrasting different types of animals.
Each week, we give a keyword in our podcast to encourage people to listen. Please make sure to write it down and give it to your child. Your child will have a chance to win a prize in his or her class. The keyword for this week is animal. Here are some important reminders for this week. We will begin our benchmark testing for our second trimester soon. Teachers will be scheduling times to meet with students one-on-one to administer these tests. It is important that students show up on time and have a quiet place to work. Another important reminder is that your child will need to do this independently. This is not something you can prepare for, and the score will not affect your child's grade. It helps teachers determine our students' present levels and make instructional plans that meet the needs of our students.
If you did not have the opportunity to pick up your child's resources last week, you may come by the office Monday through Friday from 8 to 3:30.
The teacher tip for this week is a reminder that we need to keep our eyes on our long-term goals and not get discouraged on our path to get there. It is easy to become complacent and begin to let things slide. However, the 65th day of school is just as important as the first day of school. Many times we have a clear vision of our goal. We know at the end of the year what we want to learn, what we want our child to learn, how we want them to grow this year. However, our plan to reach that goal is always not as clear as our main goal. This is because we constantly reevaluate and adjust our plan based on the feedback and trials and error. This is a normal part of life and of goal setting. Do not get discouraged at where your child is today. Rather, use it as a reminder to adjust the plan and keep working towards the main goal. Remember, we can do anything together as long as we're willing to keep working and persevering. Some important dates for this week are:
this next Tuesday, November 10th at 5:30 p.m. will be our next conversation with the community. Please join our leaders here at ASA to hear about important topics regarding our wonderful school.
On Wednesday, November 11th, there will be no school for Veterans Day holiday. This is a good time to talk to your child about what this day means to our country. Thank you to all that have served.
And Friday, we will still be at school, but it will be a minimum day.
That's it for our regularly scheduled program. Keep listening to hear from our special guest this week. This week we have a special guest with us. Our special guest this week is Miss Margarita from our lunch program. Can you tell us what you do here for the school?
Hi, my name is Margarita Cosio. I'm the lunch lady from ASA. I love to be serving food to our kids. I'm missing them right now, but we're serving every Friday to every child in the community. We're serving 5 meals worth, breakfast and lunch, and you can come to pick them up every Friday from 11:30 to 1:30.
Do they have to fill out any application or anything for that?
No. We have a waiver right now through the end of the school year, and every kid is getting the food for free.
Awesome. So they just show up between that time, and then you'll serve them, and they'll have meals for the week?
Actually, the kids don't have to be here. The parent or caregiver can come to pick up the meals.
And do they just drive in and pick up, or how does the pickup go?
They come through the staff parking lot to the den, and we are by the door on C Street.
Awesome. That sounds like a really good program. Do you get a lot of people coming to pick up the meals?
We're serving between 140 meals to 160 meals every week.
Awesome.
Well, this includes breakfast and lunch, so it will be 280.
Oh, that's good. So they can pick up breakfast at that time, too?
That come together.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, that sounds like a good program for our families to take advantage of. Do you have anything else you'd like to share about the program?
Yes, we're missing you. Come for your lunch.
All right. Thank you, Miss Margarita, for being here with us and giving us this very important information.
Thank you. Bye.
That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!